Now to Minnesota and the most expensive Senate race in this election season. The Democrat is comedian, author, and former radio talk show host Al Franken. He's challenging Republican Senator Norm Coleman. Mark Zdeklik of Minnesota Public Radio has this story about how that contest is playing out over the airwaves.
Republican Senator Norm Coleman, his Democratic challenger Al Franken, and their supporters are bombarding Minnesotans with negative campaign ads.
His work's called inappropriate, unacceptable, and offensive by fellow Democrats.
Sometimes I've gone too far.
We couldn't agree more. With Al Franken, it isn't outrage. It's just anger.
Wall Street in turmoil. The economy devastated. Taxpayers left to pay the bill. Who was looking out for us? Not Norm Coleman.
Despite his background as a Saturday Night Live star and biting satirist, Franken has been running a serious campaign here against Coleman for more than a year and a half. He's been trying to link Coleman with the unpopular Bush administration.
Norm Coleman, part of the problem, not the solution.
Coleman, who ran for Senate 6 years ago at the urging of President Bush, has been campaigning as a moderate, often pointing out areas in which he has opposed the White House. Coleman has been trying to define Franken as an angry partisan with no track record of public service.
I approve this message because outrage isn't leadership. It's what you do that makes the difference.
Jennifer Duffy is with the Cook Political Report. She says with Franken running, Minnesota's Senate race is the highest profile Senate battle in the nation. Duffy says in no other state are there so many different ads running.
We're seeing an almost absurd number of ads. At my last count, we're up to almost 50 since mid-July. So pity the voters of Minnesota. They can't turn their TV on without seeing the Senate race.
Incumbents typically play political defense against attacks from challengers. Duffy says it's been the other way around in the Minnesota race, but that Franken has held his own. A newly published Star Tribune newspaper poll gave Franken a 10-point lead over Coleman, but most polling shows the two running neck and neck. At their first general election debate Sunday night, Coleman and Franken defended their ads. Al Franken.
We've been running ads about Norm Coleman's record, and so they're negative, because his record hasn't been very good.
Norm Coleman.
He doesn't have a record of service to Minnesota. He doesn't have a record of producing on behalf of the people of this state. So there are some tough ads, but they go to his record just as his ads, he says, purport to challenge my record.
Joining Coleman and Franken at the debate was Independence Party Senate candidate Dean Barkley. Barkley is getting support from this former politician.
Minnesotans, this is Governor Jesse Ventura. What do you think of our Republican president?
Barkley calls the Coleman and Franken ads embarrassing, but at the debate, he urged the two not to stop.
I really have to thank them both for doing it right now because I think I have been the beneficiary of the negative ads because you're driving people to me.
Despite having almost no money, recent polls show nearly 1 in 5 Minnesota voters backing Dean Barkley. Jennifer Duffy says Barkley's candidacy could be significant.
The big unknown factor in this race is what kind of role Dean Barkley's going to play and who exactly he draws votes from.
Because both Barkley and Franken are outsiders, conventional political wisdom would have Barkley taking more support from Al Franken than incumbent Norm Coleman. But Duffy says conflicting polling data makes it unclear who Barkley is hurting the most. As for the negative tone of Minnesota's campaign, political analysts here say they're expecting a lot more of the same. For NPR News, I'm Mark Zdeklik in St. Paul.